Thanks, David. I really wish this was under better circumstances all the way around. Wish we were talking about a win. Wish he wasn't injured, but it is really good to see you.
I'm glad to be back. I missed you a little bit.
I missed you a lot, and I know that the whole city misses you a lot, and he is bearing weight on his left foot, not his right leg, which is good news. You haven't talked about the injury, and I have video from the injury that I want you to walk people through. We're going to go back to Monday night, October 22nd against the Bears, and Nate's going to take us through exactly how he broke his leg. Now, here he is on the bottom of the screen, and you're going to see him run a little post route there, and you were the primary receiver, right?
Yeah, by the coverage, I knew that I was going to get the post route, and what's crazy about how I caught it, I jumped up and caught it on my body because previously, early in the game, I caught a ball in my hands, and they knocked it out. So I wanted to catch it, protect it, but I was so high in the air, and the pressure of him being on my back and me coming down on a straight leg, which is my right leg, you'll see, almost hyperextended it, kind of fractured a small bone underneath my knee. The good thing is there's no ligament damage. Bone heals up when bone heals up, so I'll bounce back from that. You can see me holding it, putting on my tough face. You know, I'm as tough gets, but when I knew I couldn't walk off the field, it kind of clicked in my head that something was wrong.
Now I have to ask you about football mortality, and the game moves on, and you're not there. Yeah. Ryan's playing, Titus is playing, you make a big salary. Yeah. What's in store for Nate Burleson in 2013?
Well, hopefully I'll be here. You know, my dream is to retire as a Lion. You know, I promote everything that the Lions stand for on and off the field. And I do that because I feel like this is my home for the rest of my career. Previous to me being hurt, I came in feeling fast, strong, healthy. But when you go down, like you said, the young guys are supposed to step up. I remember early in my career, a guy got injured in front of me. I'm going after his position. And the crazy part about me and my relationship with my guys is I told them that that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to have that attitude, that hunger. You know, when Nate goes down, it's my turn now. Forget what Nate's doing. I mean, I like the guy, but I need to show everybody how productive I am. You know, I'm going to come back as competitive as I need to be. I'll talk with the management, and hopefully we can work something out. But like I said, I want to be here, and hopefully nothing will stop me from retiring the Lion.
Well, we know you are well-liked, and we know that you contribute on the field, so we're keeping our fingers crossed as well. Now, a loss today, 34-24, going to be tough to handle from the psyche standpoint. We're going to look at a couple of plays, a couple of sequences here. We're going to start with Calvin Johnson, who had another big game fighting injury. And this is one where I just want you to walk through what a player thinks about when the quarterback starts to scramble.
You know, he's looking at the defense, trying to get open. He realizes that Matt is flushed out of the pocket. Now he's peeking back. And this is what we call awareness. You hear it all the time. He's looking for the spot, and Matt hits him with a ball right in the numbers. And that's just that communication, that chemistry that Calvin and Matt has.
This is the play where Calvin ultimately goes down the seam here and gets housed, hit helmet to helmet. And I guess my question is, when a defense knows that a guy's battling through some of that, are they thinking about that at all?
Definitely. If you're in a heavyweight fight and you know that your opponent has a bruised rib, you're going to throw more body shots. If they're hearing rumors that Calvin may have had a concussion earlier in the season, they're going to take some shots. Now, I'm not saying that was intentional, but regardless if it was intentional or not, he still hit him in the head with the helmet. It was a flag that needed to be thrown.
A lot of people are frustrated that it takes so long for the offense to get going.
Yeah.
Having watched a couple games now, listening to the announcers, and I'm sure following what fans are saying, do you understand now why it is frustrating to watch this team?
I see it. I definitely do. You know, I noticed it when I'm on the field. You know, what the fans are thinking in the stands and at home, I'm sitting on the field while we're playing, saying, come on, guys, let's get it going. Let's bring that energy. Let's go out here and play like we're down 14. Now watching it at home, it's completely different. I send everybody downstairs. I'm up in my room with the door closed, yelling and screaming. I got my daughter coming upstairs saying, daddy too loud, daddy too loud. So I get it now. You know, I know what the fans are thinking, but it's not as easy as it looks. I know we have Calvin Johnson, Madden cover guy. We got the gunslinger, Stafford, and everybody to support those two, but it's not easy to go out and get a touchdown every time. You know, these guys get paid too.
Adrian Peterson lights up the Lions again. Let's take a little look at exactly what he did today, because he's made a living out of big numbers against the Lions. This is an interesting play where he's here and they're running out of the shotgun. Watch the two linebackers. Everybody gets blocked.
You know, the one thing I noticed about watching Adrian Peterson is he doesn't need much space. You know, some of these runs that he had were collapsing in the hole, but he almost jumped through certain plays, and that's what makes him so special. again, you got the same type of play.
This sets up a pass.
You're going to fake the run, and what happens to the linebackers? They have to respect that. When you have a running back like Adrian Peterson, the best in the game, you have to respect that they could hand it off.
Now, this is the one he broke that really was the backbreaker, 61 yards. You're going to see him run the right side. Everybody gets blocked again. A great job blocking by the Minnesota Vikings offensive line.
Yeah, you know, this is just him being him. You know, he's one of those players that, like I said, if you give him just a little bit of daylight, he's going to get there. The one thing I noticed about watching him is that when he hits the sideline, it's almost like he turns it into another gear. And I can say, as a guy who faces him all the time, I hate that he's this good. But to see him bounce back from an ACL and play at this type of level
gives you hope.
It gives me just a little bit. I don't know who we work with, but I'm going to give him a call after the season, see if I can go find his trainers.
You talked about your commitment to the area again tomorrow night, your second annual fundraiser at Morton Steakhouse. Tell people a little bit about that.
It's a celebrity server event. You know, I guess we get to take off the pads and the helmets, put on the apron, and bring out the plates to some people that come out and support us. We have it, I think, just about sold out. A lot of people gave a lot to the event, and we're excited just to do something different. Maybe this will break things up and kind of get everybody refocused again and have a little fun out there.
Please tell me tomorrow all you're going to do is just sit in a chair and tell people what to do.
Yeah, I'll relax. I have my crutches. I'll let the rookies serve me. I mean, that's their job. They're rookies, right?
That's the way it's supposed to go. Nate Burleson, great to see him back here. And, of course, we want to see you back on the field next year. Fulfilling your duty, coming in and hooking up the fans of Detroit. David, back to you.